The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Chabad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yudam and Aleph, talks about the question, if a toif is labal choiv, b'mokim shechav la'acherim, is koine. If somebody's toif is for somebody else, he grabs debt that's owed to Reuven in a case where the Baal Chayv is also Chayiv to Shimon and to Levi and to Yehuda. So is it Koiner or not? Do we say that you can be Zeicha for somebody? Zochen L'Adam Shalai B'Fanov, it can be Zeicha for somebody. Is that only in a case where it's a schus, or is that even relevant in a case where it's a choiv for somebody else? But you're being toifus, this choiv, it's going to be mafsid, and it's going to do detriment to somebody else because he's not going to be able to get that choiv. Rashi says, it comes out that through your being toifus, it's hurting others. Chav l'acherim, says Rashi, mafsis acherim k'mayin chav l'adam shlevi fonov. In a case, loy kana is not koina, like it says in Ksuvis. The lav kol kamin elias koifetz me'elov. You do not have the authority to jump in. The chav l'elu me'acha shlevi also. You don't have the authority to jump in because the person didn't send you as a shliach. It's Mashma from Rashi and Tosis points out that should a person be sent as a shliach to get a choiv, in that case, even if it is mafsid for somebody else, even if it is hurting somebody else, he would have a din of a shliach and he would be able to be toifus this choiv. The Gemara says, the Gemara asks a question, it says, however, if there's a worker whose job it is to do all types of work for the balabais, so the halacha is, mitziyasa shel balabais, if he finds a mitziya on the floor, it belongs to the balabais, asks the Gemara, if you hold that type of bal choiv, the makom shechav la'acherim is loy kono. And if so, why is it, how is it the halacha that if a worker whose job it is to do all different types of malacha for the balabais, and he happens to go ahead and pick up a metziah, and the halacha would be that the taka belongs to the balabais, although this act of picking up the metziah is taka hurting others, it's hurting everybody else, all the pedestrians on the street, that they're not able to chop the metziah now, because he took it away. So we see that a toivus b'alchoy makom shechav la'acherim is kono. So zok the yomar, no, amalei shani poil diyodah kiyad b'alabayis. A poil is different because his hand is like the hand of the b'alabayis. Tosis, however, argues in Rashi. Rashi learns that if you make a shliach, this whole sugya doesn't start. Whenever you make a shliach, that's enough. And he's allowed to be toif, he's allowed to grab the choiv, even if it's going to hurt others. Tosis, however, argues and he says, no. Mashapir Shrashi, Tosis and Divya Maskal, toif is about choiv. Mashapir Shrashi, Mishum Shdloy, also shliach in Nira. He brings a raya from Gemara and Ksuvis, Taf Peidal and Medbeis, that the din of toif is about choiv, Mokh Shachav Lacherim, that it's not kona, is even in the case where he made a shliach. According to Tosfos, it comes out a very interesting chiddush. We see in the Gemara, according to Tosfos, that although the issue and the machloikas of a toif b'alchoy makom shechav la'acherim is even in the event where you made a shliach, still according to those who hold loy kana, even if you made a shliach, you send a messenger to go collect the chayv for you. He goes and grabs the chayv from the bal chayv from the loyve. But since it's going to hurt others, even though he's a shliach, it's not kana and he has to give it back to the loyve. But the Gemara says a very interesting chiddush, that although by shliach we would say loy kana, yet by a worker, there would be a din that it is kana. And from here we see a very interesting thing, that although a worker and a shliach seem to be the same thing, they're both people who are asked to do a mission, to go on to become messengers, to become shluchim for another person, yet there are some dinim that a poel has a stronger din even than a worker. And we're going to try to explain and analyze this halacha and some ramifications that it produces. The same Gemara we find later on in the Masechta in Perek HaShoyel and Daf Tzadik Vavam and Aleph, where the Gemara there discusses the din of Ba'al of Imai, that a shomer, when he accepts something to watch, if the Bailim is working for him at the time, at the inception of the Kinyan She'ela, or the Kinyan Shmira, the owner of the item is working for the Shomer, all of the guardians, all of the Shomer's obligations are Potter, or most of them, some hold that Pshia would be Chayiv, but Al Kapanim, we paskin that all of his obligations are Potter. The Gemara asks, what happens if the Baal Bayis himself is not working for the Poel, but rather his employee is working for the Shoimer. His employee is doing work for him, his Eved. The Gemara says over there that even if we hold Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisis, still there's a question that maybe, even if Shlucha Shaladim in this case would not be Kamaisis, even if a Shliach would not have a din of would not have the same ramifications of the person himself. But Eved would be different because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, the same concept, Yad Shliach Ki Yad Rabbi. We see that a poel and an Eved have a din, have a very much stronger din than a Shliach. Machna Ephraim and Simon Yud Aleph. He says as follows. He says that although by a shliach we know you cannot make a shliach grab a choiv if it's going to be chav lachrin, if it's going to hurt others. Masha'enkin, the poil, says the Machan Ephraim. The kiv in the poil, gufoi konoi. The goof of the poil belongs to the Baal Bayis, legamri, choshev yodek yad Baal Bayis, mamish. His hand is considered mamish, the hand of the Baal Bayis. V'nimtza she'en din poil v'shliach shovim. These two halachas are not the same. Poel is one din, and a shliach is another. Why? Because a shliach sheroitza lizkos lechaveroi, the way a shliach works, haynu heichad dekamechaven lizkos lechaveroi. A shliach, in order for his actions to work for his mishaleach, for his dispatcher, he has to have kavana at the time of the kinyan that it should work for his mishaleach. Avali loy kiva lizkos lechaveir loy kona. Which means that a shliach, although he accepted upon himself to do this, to perform this mission, but he does not give up his entire yad. He does not give up his entire being, his entire schusim to be koine. So therefore, in order for him to use his hand, that his hand should work for his mishaleach, he has to have kavana, he has to have intent that his maisim and his kinyonim should work for his mishaleach. Aval poyel sheniska lechom lechaz balabayis vafilu metzio afilu ibishor shegbiyo hametzio loyhoye bedaiti lagbiyo. Even if at the time of the metzio, the time that he found it, He did not have in mind to pick it up for his balabayas, for his employer. Elo Atzmai, his intent was to pick up this beautiful watch that's lying on the ground for himself. Still a rehish balabayas, kol kamad lehodor bebehedje. Because when Reuven works for Shimon, he's actually giving over all of his chusim of that time. It's as if Shimon is renting him, and Shimon owns him for that time. It's a schiris l'yoyme memka, the Gemara says, that a person who owns a person who owns a chayfetz or rents a chayfetz for a specific amount of time, he actually owns that chayfetz for that amount of time. And based on this, the Machan Ephraim has a huge chiddush. Machan Ephraim wants to say that we know there's a din that ain shlichus la'akum, and there's a pasuk of atem gam atem l'rabbi shluchachem kemoyischem, that in order for a shliach to work on behalf of his mishaleach, he has to be a yid. A goy is not considered a good shliach, and any action that a goy, an akum, does on behalf of a yid will not help the yid in any way. The shlichus is not a good shlichus. Says the Machan Ephraim, however, he declares a shaila, if a person wants to build a mica on his roof, he wants to build, like he has a mitzvah to build a mica. He doesn't really know how to build a mica, so he wants to hire a goy. So since he has a mitzvah to build a mica, do we say that I can hire a goy, or do we say no, since you have to do it yourself, you need to have a bardad, you have to have a ben Yisrael who's going to be a valid shliach. And if you hire a goy, it won't be good. Zok de Machan Ephraim, that ain a chanami. If you just send a messenger, you send a goy to do it, it won't be good, because ain shlichus la'akum. The shlichus to a goy does not work. However, if you employ a goy, if you employ an akum, that would be enough, because by akum we say yad poil kiyad balabayis, that the strength of a poil, the work that a poil, a worker does on behalf of his balabayis, is much stronger, because the balabayis owns the poil, and it becomes as if the balabayis himself does it. With this understanding, we can possibly understand a very interesting halacha, which is relevant to Ksiva Sefer Torah. The halacha is that it's a mitzvah on every Ben Yisrael, some hold even women, I'll be pashtus, it's only men of a din, to write a Sefer Torah, and not everybody is a Sefer. So how can a person go ahead and effectively be mekayim this mitzvah? The halacha is that if a person goes to a shuk, he goes to a store and he purchases a sefer Torah, that is a kiyum of ksiva sefer Torah. You are mekayim the mitzvah. It's kilu koine mitzvah min a shuk, the Gemara says, and you are mekayim the mitzvah. And yet, the halacha is that if the person's father owns the Sefer Torah, and the father is Nifter, and he yarshins the Sefer Torah, the son is not Mekayim the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. And the question is why? Before we get into any halachas, from the reign of Psukim, from the words of the Pasuk, Va'atem kisvu lechem es hashira hazois, that you have a mitzvah to write down the Torah, one would say that the mitzvah is to actually write. But yet we see that's not true. If you purchase a Sefer Torah, it's enough. So what do we see from that? That implies that the words kisu lechem doesn't mean you have to write. Even if you don't write, it means you have to own a Sefer Torah. Purchasing is enough. The question then is, why, if a person yarshins a Sefer Torah, if his father is Nifter, and he gets a Sefer Torah by Yerusha, he now is the proud owner of a new Sefer Torah. Why is it that he's not mekayim the mitzvah by yarshining the Sefer Torah? The answer is, says Avni Nezer, that if a person, that the words kisvu does literally means to write a Sefer Torah, but it doesn't mean you have to write the Sefer Torah, it's enough to take possession of the Sefer Torah. So if so, why is it not enough to yarshin, to get a Sefer Torah by Yerusha? The answer is because a person has to own a Sefer Torah through a Maisa. He has to do a Maisa. if his acquisition of the Sefer Torah comes through a Maisa, that is a kiyum of the words Kisvu Lechem Es Hashir HaZois. You don't have to actually write it, but you have to do it al yidei Maisa. Question then is, if so, how, if you have to make a Maisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah, either by purchasing or by writing, how are we yoy to the mitzvah of, by getting a Sefer to actually do this for us? We know that anything that's a mitzvah shebegufoy, any mitzvah that you have to perform with your body, you have to do the actual mitzvah, you cannot employ somebody else to do. You cannot make a shaliach and ask somebody to put on tefillin for you on his hand, because it's something that has to be done on your hand, and shlichus does not take that, it does not help that situation, does not help it become on your hand. If so, how is it possible? What's the pshat that there's a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah? If you, there's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah, how can you ask somebody else to do it? It's a mitzvah of a gufa. And I think the answer is, based on this Machane Ephraim, that the mitzvah is not that you have to actually do it, but you have to have it done, you have to employ, and it has to be coming from you. If this sefer Torah is done at your asking, then that's as if you have written the Sefer Torah, and that's enough. It says the, and that's why by Mike it also works, even though it's a mitzvah shebegufoy, and even though the shliach is a goy, because you don't have to do the Mike, you have to have it done. It has to be done through your bequest, it has to be done through your initiation, and you have to be the one who gets it done. It says the Nesivus HaMishpat, and Hilchas Shluchim, that the same is true if you send a shaliach to perform a kinyan on your behalf, to make a kinyan hakbah, to lift something up in order to acquire it. If there's something that's very heavy and you don't want to pick it up, and you ask a goy to pick it up for you and to be koined for you, that would work. And the Frekta Nesivus, why does that work? We know Ein Shlichus La'akum, as we said earlier. Anything that a goy does on your behalf cannot be nechshav, it cannot be viewed as if you have done it. So if he picks it up, what does that have to do with you? It says in the Nesivus in a few places, there's a halacha. The halacha of hagbah is, the kinyan of hagbah is a kinyan that a person has to have this thing. This chayfetz has to be lifted, machmosay. It has to be lifted because of him. He brings a gemara. The gemara says that how is one kind of appeal? How is one kind of an elephant? It's impossible to lift an elephant. The gemara says through chavilei zmeirois, through twigs and vegetation. That's how it does it. There's a few pshat in the gemara. Some learn that you lead the elephant to stand up upon these vegetation, that is a hagbah. Says the Nesivus, no, we're talking about, he bases it on Iran, on Rishonim, that say that if you lift up, if you pick up this vegetation very high, in a way that the peel, that the elephant himself will jump up to get that, that's considered you lifted the elephant. Because since through your action, and through your determination, and through your initiation, this elephant jumped, so that's considered you lifted the elephant. Says the Nesivus, the same would be true if you ask a goy to pick it up on your behalf. If it's just a regular din shlichos, it wouldn't work. Ain shlichos lakum. But by a poil, by a worker, there's a din of yad eved ki yad ravoy, like we see in the Gemara and Daf Yud, in today's Gemara, that the din of Yad Poel Kiyad Rabbi gives the Poel a din that anything that he does, because he's Kono, because he himself is working for the employer, and his hand is mamish rented out, and any action that he does is done on behalf of the employee, of his boss, so therefore anything that he does, namely, if he makes a Maisa Kinyan, he lifts something up at the bequest of his boss, That's as if the boss lifted it up, and the boss would be kind of something because it's called Hugbo, Machma say it's lifted up on his behalf. This being said, we have to remember when we're in a relationship, an employee-employee relationship, the Rambam says, very important, halacha, Kishem Shemuzer Balabayis Shleyigzol Scharoni. After many, many halachas explaining exactly the importance of a Balabayis paying his workers on time and not withholding any wages and making sure that they get compensated for their work, the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Chiras ends off by saying, Kishem Shemuzer Balabayis Shleyigzol Scharoni. Kach muzer oni shliyigzol ligzol meleches balabayis. The oni, the employee, is muzer that he shouldn't steal the meloche, the work of the balabayis, vivatel ma'at, and he should not even be mevatel a little bit. Bekan, ma'at bekan, even minutes, moments of his work day, he should not be mevatel. Umoitzi kol yoim b'mirmo. A person has to be very, very careful not to waste time on his employer's time. He has to use every minute, and every minute wisely, and he has to work to his fullest. The mechaber and the gemara bring down that it's usur for an employee to stay up late at night. If that's going to make him tired and irritable the next morning, he's not allowed to inflict himself with sigufim and starve himself or even go on certain types of diets which are harmful to him because yad poil ki yad balabayis. When a poil employs his employer and his employee, he is actually renting his hand. And just as if a landlord rents his house out to a tenant, and the landlord would go ahead one day and go into the tenant's home and make himself hamish and put his feet up on the couch and do whatever he thought and make believe it's his home, the tenant would have a very big taina, choshemish, but taina that he would be very upset at the landlord for doing that. And the reason is pashut, because I rented the home. Right now, the home belongs to me, even though you have the deed and you're the title owner, but I rented it from you. So right now, it belongs to me 100%. You have no rights to be here. The same thing is an employee who rents his body out, who rents his koichas out to his employer. Those minutes and that time that he's working, his hand, his guf, his koyach, his moyach, everything about him is mishubed and is owned. Al-Tzchiris L'yomim Memlecha is owned by his employer, and an employee has to be very careful to make sure he maximizes his time and he doesn't take anything for himself. Another halacha that comes out of the din of Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabayis is that anything that he does do, anything that he finds, like we see in the Gemara, any clients or any ideas or anything that he develops while any computer program or anything that he develops while he's working for his boss belong to the boss, and his whole client base belong to the boss, and anything that he puts together, it all belongs to the boss, and he cannot take it with him when he leaves. If he leaves, he may go into competition with his boss like any other person. As soon as that relationship is over, like it says in the Gemara in today's daf, that as soon as he says, I am not working for you anymore, he can pick up any mitzias that he finds. Anything that he finds after that is his. But while he's engaged in this relationship, anything that comes his way, it belongs to the balabayis, and he is not allowed to take it with him when he leaves. And it's suggested, if an employee wants to protect himself, if a boss wants to protect himself from making sure that the employer doesn't go off with all of his secrets or go and open a business that'll hurt, it will be detrimental to his business to sign a non-compete agreement, which is very important that it has to be done al pi halacha. A non-compete agreement is typically a kinyan dvarim ba'alma, and if it's not done properly, it could have no zero validity. It's important to do it the right way. But the al-kaponim, the employee has the right, without a non-competing agreement, he has the right to go off on his own and to go into competition like anybody else would be able to go into competition without being yoredum nosi shel chaveiroi and not getting into issues of pramakti shel chaveiroi and all the other issues of that a person could face. But while he's working for his employer, he's totally meshubet to his employer, and he has to remember that yad poel ki yad baal bayis, as we learned today in the Gemara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.